Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee meeting for September 17th, 2006. And we're convening the meeting at 8:24. If you would call the roll, Madam Secretary.
Okay. Mary Berg is present. Carolyn Burton.
Present.
Jane Gatewood. Not here at the time. Terry Goodman.
Here.
Patty Heffley.
Here.
Melinda is not here, we know. Richard Phelps.
Here.
It didn't work, Richard. Serene Roberts, you on yet?
Had one laugh.
That was two. I threw my voice. Serene Roberts, are you on? No. Deb Shafto. Zarina Shakir. Harrison Weil. Ted Weiskopf.
I'm here, but I'm finding it very difficult to hear Carolyn, and now I'm finding it difficult to hear Mary.
Oh, God.
If I either have to ask you guys to speak up, or I'm going to get off this call, and then you won't have a quorum.
Don White?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
And Carol Wolf is not here, I think. Okay.
And Les Radke is with us, so.
And also
you.
Les Radke.
Very good, thank you.
Art Stasny. Still
Art, I think, left. He was on and then he went off.
Okay.
All right, thank you. The next item, I believe, is the approval of the agenda.
I can't hear you.
The next item is the approval of the agenda.
Terry?
Terry?
Mm-hmm. Yes, on the agenda. Item 2 on Public Elections Committee e-list.
Deb Shafto.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Deb, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
The agenda makes it look like the resolution reported there is the original motion passed, and it's not. It may be the original motion, but it'll be the resolution I'll offer this meeting. The original motion that passed was something different.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I copy-paste the wrong thing?
Yeah.
I apologize.
The original motion made all committee members moderators. I mean,
oh,
I
that's
mean,
right.
The substitute motion that passed.
Uh-huh. I see.
The wording is...
Do you want to read the original? Or?
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Get to it.
If you just redact the original substitute motion... passed, then that can be the motion I'll present after a motion to rescind the motion passed.
All right. Any objections to that?
Okay. I'm not sure I have it straight but it's okay. I can get it. I guess off the archive or maybe I can get it clarified. I'm not quite clear.
Yeah. I sent the text of the motion that was passed in my notes to the Google group.
Oh, it's that the text didn't get in there.
Right, the wrong text was pasted into our agenda.
Oh. I didn't see any text pasted in.
I think I sent around a revised agenda, and perhaps people printed out the original.
Oh, damn.
That's quite possible, yeah.
Yeah.
I never printed anything until the last minute.
But the error is in the revised agenda.
The error is in the revised agenda. Thank you, Terry.
Okay.
Very thorough of you. All right. Sorry about that, folks. When we come to it, you will read what the substitute motion you're offering is, or what you're rescinding and what you're going to substitute. I presume. Any other changes in the agenda?
Yeah.
Point of information. Is the agenda posted?
Serene, is that you?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you're on now. Okay.
Yeah, a little while ago, a couple of minutes.
Great.
Okay, let me go back to my list. I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. I have a point of information.
Yes, point of information.
I assume we're up and streaming.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay, I have an agenda item.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was in line before you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Who is this, Richard?
Yeah, I asked a minute ago. I said I had an item.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I did, too. I didn't hear you. Maybe we were speaking
might
at the same
time. Might have been before
time.
You came on. Who knows? I wanted to add the motion.
But anyway.
Excuse me? Go ahead, Richard.
No. Go.
I wanted to add the motion that I sent to be in place on the agenda right below the one that Don sent in. Sort of like B1B.
The motion that you sent, I'm sorry, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's just coming up. It just came back. I sent it a while ago, but for some reason it just popped up on my screen.
Uh-huh. One. Is it very long? Do you want to read it?
Later? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines.
All right, I think you'd better read it, Richard.
And where does it go, please?
I'm sorry, are we... Point of order?
Yes.
I think the subject of the motion is what needs to be discussed when we're setting the agenda, not the details of the motion.
Right. I can give you a two-second definition. It lays out some specific guidelines about broadcasting election promotions during election years and specific times.
And you want this placed where?
It's the same general subject as Don White's motion, so I think it should be right there in that discussion.
Which is that, please?
It's in the director's report.
His
is in the director's report section. So, the reports from work groups section on page one. Number one is director's reports, and then the other reports. So it doesn't come under a subcommittee, so it probably should go under new business.
Point of information?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have a copy of the agenda in front of me. But is director's report now a new feature of our agendas?
We had that once before, and I added it under reports from work groups and director's reports, simply because so much of what directors had to say during the course of the meetings ended up being redundant. So I thought it would be good to put it in this section and leave it here.
Madam Chair.
Have reports early. Yes.
I have a point of procedure.
Yes, Serene.
I think agendas, there's actually a formula for how you set agendas. And since on this committee every member is equal, I don't understand why directors would receive some sort of special privilege in terms of being put on the agenda to make a report of whatever. If, in fact, they have information that informs any of the agenda items, I think that's where, they can ask to be recognized like every other member and offer whatever it is they have to offer there. But I object to a special privilege for someone merely because they're a director.
I don't think of it as special privilege. I thought of it as information and more efficient. If you'd like to change that and make a motion to put it somewhere else, go ahead and we'll take a vote on it.
Madam Chair.
Yes, who's this, please?
This is Don White.
Don. Mm-hmm.
Just to expedite, it's a motion that addresses the issue of all signal areas carrying candidate statement cards. And it doesn't have to be. I mean, rather than taking votes and so on, I would just concede. I mean, I didn't make up the agenda, but I think we could take out director's report and just put Don White's motion or a motion. I mean, I don't think we should get bogged down. I certainly never solicited any special consideration. And so I don't think we should get bogged down in that issue. So if we could get unanimous consent to eliminate from the agenda the term director's report, that's all we need to do.
And where would you propose putting this motion then, since it is your motion?
Let's see. What about new business?
Well, we have such a long agenda that I was afraid that we might not get to it if it got to there. I would like to make that, since it's time sensitive, I would like to make this a special order if you don't want it to be a director's report. And I'd entertain a motion to make it a special report at 8:40. At 9:20 after Les's report. Yes.
I would agree to that.
Thank you.
Well, wait a minute.
Richard?
I would like to have my motion treated the same way because it's definitely time sensitive with the CNB meetings coming up to deal with the election issues.
May I have a
like
point
to make
of information?
It's
with regard to Richard's motion.
Excuse me, I wanted to clarify what Richard said. Richard, what time do you want this to go on?
Well, I would want it to be on right after Don's. I mean, his was sent in before mine, so I'll give him that priority.
I think that would work, and without then we can put it that way immediately following Don White's motion, which is a special order.
Before it's set, Madam Chair,
yes.
My point of information is with regard to the motion, so before it even gets put on the agenda, I'd like to ask my question.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please.
I'm wondering if the member sees the motion which he's just sent out. What did you say, 8 parts, as a substitute to Don's or an amendment to Don's, in which case it doesn't necessarily need its own place on the agenda. You can simply raise it when we're discussing Don's. How do you perceive your offering?
I actually saw mine as somewhat different in what it's doing. One seemed to be a sort of a general statement, and mine seems to be a very application.
Okay.
All right, thank you. I think that will work then. So we have a special order, 2 motions, following the report from the National Elections Chair, scheduled to begin at 9:20. Since we began late, perhaps we should make it 9:30. Last point of information here, I didn't ask you how much time you wanted. Do you think an hour would be sufficient, or do you want a little more than that? Or?
Yeah, again, it depends on people. My report itself is going to be relatively brief, and then
mm-hmm.
that's the question of questions and answers. I'm hopeful that an hour is fine.
All right, good.
Point of information, you said there was a revised agenda, and I don't see it. I just got some email, and I don't find it.
What time was it sent out?
Did you send it to the list?
3:38 p.m.
Carolyn sent it at
3:38
New York. Yeah.
It's called Revised Draft Agenda.
Yeah, I don't have it. Okay. I didn't get it just now.
Okay.
It went to
I have a motion I'd like to introduce. I think Richard and I were trying to get in at about the same time.
Yes.
And I would actually, thanks, I would actually ask that it also be made a special order following Richard at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And this is with regard to campaign financing.
All right. And do we have that in print, or will we have it shortly?
The computer just blew up, so it seems not, but it's relatively short.
All right. So
thank
the special
you.
Order. Are there any objections to that?
Let's
All
see.
Right. Any other changes to the agenda?
Is anybody near a computer that can just send me one?
Send you what, Mary?
The agenda.
Oh.
I've been looking.
The
I can't find
agenda?
It.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe they
could
send
Deb?
Me one, too. I don't have it.
I sent it to the list, the PAC
yeah,
elections
yeah.
list.
That's where I got it from.
Yeah, apparently
today.
I'm not on that. Well, I'm on it, but it sure didn't come.
Who else is asking besides Mary?
Deb Shafton.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome aboard,
it
Deb.
It comes out as an attachment. Can you take attachments on your
yeah,
computer?
Me?
All right, here it comes.
Sure.
It's a Word document.
I'm sending in his text.
Just keep refreshing, I guess, until it shows up.
Okay.
All right, are there any other suggestions for changes to the agenda?
It's not just a request that for those of us who do not have access right now, as well as the people listening, if you could just run through the agenda one more time before we vote on it, as amended or as offering.
All right, we have the approval of the agenda, next meeting date, report from the National Election Supervisor, reports from work groups. Oh, I'm sorry, before that, we have 3 special order motions as amended, one from Don White, one from Richard Phelps, one from Serene Roberts. We have a Public Elections Committee E-List motion by Terry Goodman. We have gift donations report, Subcommittee on Promoting Member Participation in Delegate Elections, a work group report.
I can't hear you, Carolyn.
And then a quarterly report from the chair. A notice about that. The report itself is not ready. And then special order motions at 10 p.m. to 7, and 7 Pacific time. I think that will have to be changed. Fair campaign violations on the WBAI LSB website, and a second motion, oversight of the WBAI station website. And The last item is unfinished business left over from June, the discussion of committee priorities. That was the list that we generated in June. And then new business is empty. And that is the agenda.
I have a point of order.
Yes.
The question of oversight of the website, how is that an elections matter?
Well, I think we'll leave it on there, and we'll look at that when we get to it, unless you want to start reading them. It has to do with the question of the fair campaign violations that are the substance of the original, of the first motion, the prior motion.
Okay. Well, I understand if there is an allegation of campaign violations, certainly, but oversight of the website, the WBI.org website, is part of the station, and oversight of all station operations belongs with general managers, so I don't understand how it becomes food for this committee.
Well, we can argue that when we get there, if you will. Right
mm-hmm.
now, it is on the agenda, and any discussion at this point, I think,
is out of order.
As
a point of order, I believe that this item is inappropriately placed on the agenda, and I would ask that it be removed.
Well, since you haven't seen it, I'm a little bit surprised at that, but I will certainly entertain a motion to vote on that. I'm not taking that point.
Madam Chair, Mary Bird,
yes.
I would like to propose that we deal with that when the item comes up. And
may never get to it.
Because to say whether it's appropriate or not is debating the actual motion.
Exactly.
And so I would suggest that Serene would, when the item comes up, move that it be stricken because it's inappropriate.
At that point, it'll be considered an amendment to the agenda and it'll require a two-thirds vote. I'm saying that if the member, and I haven't seen the motion, it wasn't part of the last agenda I saw whenever that was sent out yesterday. So, you know.
Can I correct you?
I don't know.
It would not be if it's inappropriate.
Richard, yes, go ahead, please.
It would be appropriate for the chair to rule it out of order, and if she didn't rule it out of order, you could challenge her and it'd be a majority vote. You could make a point of order at the same time. It wouldn't be changing the agenda.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Okay, can we mark the time that we heard that so that when it's said differently shortly, I can still find it?
I would ask
this is
Patty.
The member be cautioned to not make scurrilous comments about people like that, please.
I would appreciate that if the member would refrain from personal comments about
I didn't identify anybody.
I would appreciate that if the member would refrain from comments
right along.
About other members.
Point of order.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, would
yes.
you please call the listeners, I mean the member's name that has made that comment or that you are cautioning?
Well, since we have had this discussion before, I think I've warned the member, and I will hope that this will not recur tonight.
But I'm sorry, but would you please just state her name?
Record.
Yes, this was Serene Roberts.
Thank you.
And we are going to move along, and I hope that this will not recur. Now, the agenda, without any other objection, we'll adopt and move along, and I think the next item... Is the next scheduled meeting date.
Madam Chair, you can't just declare that the agenda will be adopted. You have to ask if there are objections.
And are there objections? Thank you. All right, the next item then is the next scheduled meeting date, which is Sunday, October 15th.
Oh, no.
Is that the third Sunday in October? Is that a problem for anyone?
Oh, wait a minute. Let's see, the third Sunday. I guess it's not. Point of information from Mary Bird.
Yes.
I believe that our KPFA LSB meeting has been set for the 21st. Is that not correct?
Yes, but we don't have a conflict.
Okay.
That's a Saturday. That's fine. All right, hearing no objections, then we'll leave it at the third Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time,
okay.
Sunday, October 15th.
Good, I booked it.
Good. Oh, thank you. The next item is a report from Les Radke, who's been waiting very patiently. And Les, I think it's 8:44, so maybe we'll try to end, including questions and answers, at in 1 hour. So whenever you feel like beginning, go right ahead, please.
Okay, I wanted to talk about the items that I have listed. Is art still on, by the way?
I'm no. still here. Still.
Oh, you are.
Still waiting.
Okay.
I've
okay,
got a bunch of questions.
I do want to start with some simple things, particularly with art here, and then I have to talk to you later. The Choice Plus program, which Art and Jack have looked at, I think we're complete with that. I think we have a program which has all the bugs out of it, unless I hear otherwise. And I haven't heard since I sent things out. So I wanted to clear that up, that at least we have a program which works according to our bylaws.
Len, this is Art. A quick response. When I checked either today or yesterday, it was still version 2.3.2, and that one has the bug cured, but it uses the previous round method, whereas the bylaws call for random method. So
oh, you didn't
still
get my
discrepancy.
I sent the email on that to the PAC forum. I don't know if you're on that. Maybe you're not. Are you on the elections forum for the PNB?
Name the forum. Is that the PAC elections 05?
Yes.
At Yahoo?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on it. But I just have been going to the Voting Solutions site and seen no sign of an update.
There will not be
2.
An update. There will not. Okay, I thought this was going to be simple. I sent out the reason why there's not going to be an update. It turns out that the program automatically has a switch in it. We forgot about that.
Oh,
I
okay.
used the switch in the first election, and I forgot about it. I met with Steve, and it turns out that it's a very, very simple mechanism so that in the ASCII file, you simply say what you want it to do. The default is as Art said, but if you put another switch in the ASCII file, then it does what the bylaws say.
Gotcha. We can go on. This is boring everybody to death.
It's
Thank
boring
you.
Everybody. I thought this was, I just wanted to do this quickly.
I got it. Thank
but
you.
But there won't be a revision simply because it already contains the switch in it. And
Great.
We forgot about that. And unfortunately, that was not sent out with the original program, nor is it documented. So we've changed the documentation, but not the program.
Great.
Web pages. Somewhere, it's true that the general manager theoretically has control over web pages. I don't want to get in a discussion of that. The real problem I have is that it's very erratic. Now, the web pages have been relatively good. I've gotten relative cooperation from all stations but Washington, D.C., and there has been a problem, and I think part of it, or maybe most of it, is a technical problem. So some of this stuff has to be dealt with. The other thing is that for most people, if you've gone on the web page and tried to get a download, theoretically, when you do the download, it sends the information of the download both to me and to the local election supervisor. It turns out that Pacifica.org's mail server does not work correctly. So, for example, when I've sent out messages to the local election supervisors as well as to some other people from Pacifica.org, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I have not been able to figure out why. This, again, is a technical problem. I don't want to bore people with it, but for me it's a significant problem because it basically means that when people are using the Pacifica server and they're answering people, the mail doesn't necessarily get there. It's also difficult for me to control the web pages because I have to go through different layers at different stations. They're all handled differently. So I just wanted to comment on that. In general, I am getting cooperation from 4 stations in general, although it varies. Spanish language, some people have asked about that. I'm now on my 8th translator. It's been very difficult for people to translate this stuff, and the stuff that the most recent translator thought that she would have it done about a week ago, she's staying with it. It's difficult because the language makes it very difficult to put it in a Spanish language that reads like Spanish. I want to send this out this week as soon as it's done, and I was told it will be done finally this week, just so you know. So there will be a Spanish language translation of all of the documents that I'm sending to the stations. People can click on Spanish, and they'll get the Fair Campaign Pledge and the other things in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
carts. I've had difficulty at all stations on carts. It's been a struggle because people, you know, when we're dealing with this, I don't have many teeth, and the local election supervisors don't have many teeth. So it's a question of going down there and browbeating people, you know, browbeating people, trying to find out if there are reasonable records of the carts. That's another problem, is that the records themselves at each of the stations are not complete. So it's even difficult to know when these carts are being played. Sometimes it's down on the record and it's not being played, and I know that because people have actually listened at the time when they looked at the where it's supposed to be played, and they're not played during that hour segment. So I'm not sure what to do. I want to say on both the carts and candidate statements that there's going to be a PNB teleconference Friday, and one of the things they want to do at that teleconference is to put teeth into this, that there's an actual penalty if people don't follow this, so that rather than struggling and then people just ignore it, that there actually has to be some teeth. Otherwise, it's trying to morally persuade people to get some decent carts on there. I fear for what's going to happen in certain places like Washington, D.C., because that's the place where carts have been played the least. But at all the stations, at this particular point, there should be carts, as far as I'm concerned, at least once an hour, telling people about the September 25th deadline, telling people, you know, to go to the website, telling people that, you know, they can become candidates and they will get help in doing that. So the cart question, you know, is hard, as far as I'm concerned. The question came up in terms of candidate statements. I did send this a couple of times, but I was told that it didn't necessarily get to everybody. I want to read what I sent to each station. There was some confusion about whether candidate statements should be played. This arose because at KPFA there was such limited time for the campaign period. The local election supervisor got agreement to have four rounds for the candidates if the candidate statements were not used this year. In general, however, candidate statements advertise the election as well as give listeners some sense of the candidate. I'm encouraging these statements to be played regularly if this can reasonably be worked out in conjunction with candidate forums. Candidate statements have to be recorded to be put on the website. In any case, these statements are 60 seconds long and are not the same as the 500-word candidate statement. And I'm certainly willing to make that stronger, but that's at least what was sent out because there was some confusion about this. I'm expecting at least four stations to be playing regular candidate statements during the campaign period.
Excuse me, but may I ask why only four? Why not all five?
Because we were trying to get four candidate forums, separate candidate forums at the KPFA station, as well as carts, short carts during the campaign fund drive itself. That was agreed to if the candidate statements were dropped.
Which is great.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying that was, you know, I'm not saying this is great or not great. I'm just saying this is what was done. And part of it does have to do with the fact that right now I don't have, and the local election supervisors don't have a lot of teeth to say, you have to do this. The teeth just don't exist. And we can come back to this. As I mentioned, the PNB teleconference, one person I talked to was Richard, and he actually came up with the motion that he was talking about, which I have to say I support. I mean, it gives sort of a minimal, what I consider a minimal quota to how these statements are to be presented and pushed on the air. And at the teleconference, I want something like that raised so that the general managers themselves understand that this is not something that they can ignore, but something that they are actually going to be judged on in terms of their future employment at each of the stations. This is, I regard this whole campaign process as outreach, both for candidates and outreach in terms of getting as many people involved with the station as possible. And there is at least passive resistance to this at most of the stations, I have to say. And the passive resistance means that when, you know, I pass down orders, it doesn't go anywhere. It's not like people say, okay, we have to do this. It's more having the local election supervisor going in and if necessary, irritating people to the point where they actually respond by playing the cards, etc. This even gets to the staff list because, you know, as some of you know, there's a couple stations where there are no staff lists. There's one in particular, that's KPFA, where there's no unpaid staff list whatsoever. And I first came out with the announcement of this, that the staff list were due April 25th. And I've been fighting since April 25th to get these lists. And again, I don't know where my teeth are other than saying that unpaid staff can't vote. And that's not very good teeth because I suspect general managers would be pleased with that, to be frank. So there's a couple stations where I have relatively decent lists, but it's, again, been a struggle trying to get this kind of thing coordinated. So I guess I'm finding a lot of frustration here. I just want to end there and open it up to questions, because it's questions and comments that are most important, it seems to me, in this process.
Mary, thank you very much,
like
Les. I'll take a stack. Mary?
Patty,
ask
Serene.
Don White. Patty, please.
Serene, did you?
I'm sorry, after Serene was?
Art Stasny, if possible.
Art Stasny and?
Don White.
Don, I missed Don, sorry.
And Carol
anyone
Wolf.
Carol
Wolf.
Hi, Carol.
Oh, Carol.
Hi.
She came in a little bit
ago. Anybody else?
Did you get me?
Patty, you're on after Mary, and I'm going to put myself after Carol. Okay, Mary, why don't you go ahead?
Well, I have a couple of things. One, Les, you say there's no staff list, but the unpaid staff list has been in the control room for people to look at, and people are under the impression that it's there for them to vet and make comments on. I think there's been a date given, but I can't swear to that, but the list is there. It's an amalgamation of the original list of people who signed up to be on the unpaid staff organization, which doesn't include a whole lot of staff, and then the list that was put together with management and with department heads, so it's an amalgamation of all the lists we have. So I don't understand, Les, what you mean. That's my first question. And then I have something about the candidate cards that I'd like to mention. Should I mention them both and you take them?
Sure.
The candidate cards, you said they aren't the same as the campaign statements. Well, they were substantively the same every other year. I recorded them. I know they were. And listeners were very fed up with not getting any information, and they wanted forums and places that questions would be asked. They got so fed up with hearing the same damn thing. So if you're going to ask for cards to be played, is there a way you can stipulate they must be entirely different from what is on the website and in the ballot so that people can maybe learn something?
Answer to both questions. The list that is posted at KPFA is a semi-official list from Tracy and myself.
Yeah,
we discarded the management list, and we took a list, and it's a best list. The bylaws of the unpaid staff organization state that the council has to ratify that. I'm trying to go by the bylaws. I'm calling them, and I'm trying to meet with them, but as of this moment, it hasn't formally been ratified.
Okay.
I will make a decision on this tomorrow, but I tell you, it's been very frustrating to go through the formal process, because the unpaid staff organization at KPFA is very different than the one at WBAI, which actually does have a formally approved list with contact names and the whole bit.
Okay, you mean it's not a ratified list. It's not that there's
that's
no
that's correct.
List.
Now, with the candidate cards, the candidate, no, I'm not going to say that they can't use the same words. Candidate cards are free speech. They have 60 seconds. Some of the candidate cards, you're right, some of them took their candidate statements and read from them.
Mm-hmm.
But other people changed them entirely. And if you listen to some of them, which I have, they're absolutely different than what they have in their statements. That's up to the candidate. This is called free speech. We don't determine that. The candidates determine that. What we can do is encourage them to be aware of what radio is. And if they do a blah cart, people will simply tune out. And so what they need to do is do something concrete And there are candidates in the past that have done that and have gotten good response. The candidates who say I'm for peace and social justice and support the mission statement, people tune out on that.
Okay, thank you. Patty, you're next.
Just a question. Have you written out of some kind of memo or anything about this lack of compliance by them, whoever's in charge at the stations, that they're not doing this or willing?
I have written some memos, but, you know, again, it's like the reason why there's a PNB teleconference is because memos don't provide, they provide this. They provide a trail. They do not provide a remedy. What we need to do right now is provide a remedy. I have, you know, we have memos about, for example, the staff list, memos about the web pages that aren't being put up. So there is some trail, if that's what you're asking, but there aren't remedies.
Well, no, I was mostly, could you possibly just send, even just to me or to the PNB, this list of items, because we are going to be having a retreat next week dealing with managers and people like that. And, you know, this is not an isolated problem of the elections. There's other things, too.
I know.
So I'm curious if there's possible to send that, because I would like to bring that up if possible.
Yeah, I actually was working on that today, and I'll be working on it as the minute I hang up, because I do need to get this out, hopefully some of this out today for the PNB teleconference on the elections, which is being held Friday.
Okay, good. That's fine, then, just as long as there's something to use to talk about. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
May I just ask a clarifying question about what Les just said? Or I can wait and bring it up again.
No, you're next up anyway, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. With regard to the list that you're preparing, except for matters that you think for some reason should not be shared with the election list, it would be good if you could send it to us too. But if there are things that cannot, for whatever reason, in your opinion, be shared with the full election list, could you send it to the full PNB and not just your individual members?
Let me do this as a two-stage process. I'm working with Dave Adelson on this. Just, you know, not, this is not secrecy. It's more like drafting.
Okay.
But when something is being presented to the PNB, there's nothing. I don't have anything that I would not want this committee, the committee of the election committee, to know about. So I'll send the whole thing to you.
Okay, great. My question. You said that you'd created something with regard to the whole card policy and you'd sent it. Who are you communicating with at the station?
The general managers and the local election supervisors.
Okay. And you're not getting response. Okay, you're sending directives, if you will, to the GMs, and you're CCing the LESs so they know what's supposed to happen. How's that working?
Right, I'm sending it to, it's the local election supervisors that are the ones who are carrying out anything that is happening.
Okay. Can you be specific about the kinds of cooperation that you need that you aren't getting?
Yes.
Because I think it's possible that, you know, folks
yes,
here
I can. Yes, I can. On the web pages, every time that there's an update and I send it out, it is very difficult getting any kind of an immediate response. Sometimes there's a technical problem. Sometimes there's serious technical problems, in other words, that even the people at the station can't control. For example, none of the Pacifica.org email addresses can get outside of the Houston station, so there's no sense putting things like ballot@pacifica.org in a document, because when it gets to the server at the station, somehow it gets swallowed up. We have not been able to figure that out. So sometimes there's technical problems, and then sometimes people are just very busy, and this is not the top priority. So if I send it into a station, for example, Washington, D.C., as Carol knows, they still don't have the total package up. And I've been trying to deal with that for about 2 months now.
I think we do have the total package up now. I thought we did.
I checked on Friday, and it wasn't. I hope it is now.
Okay.
Okay, those are pretty much... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Those are the problems that you're having, pretty much the website problems?
Right. The other thing has to do with carts. So periodically, for example, I mean, I could go through the different stations. When folks go to try to get the carts, there's a couple different problems. One does have to do with the fact that there are lots of competition to have carts played. And so the question is during, you know, certain periods like now, that it's not seen that this has to be done because it's a particular type of time issue. You know, past September 25th, people can't become candidates. So really trying to force these things in and having people see this as such a priority that, yes, other events may have to be downgraded in order to get these carts played. It's a very difficult call to be making from here, I'm finding.
Okay.
And I've talked to people at the different stations, and, of course, the local election supervisors are down there, and folks on the election committee may have suggestions. We may be making mistakes, and you might have suggestions, Doreen. Here's a better way of approaching it. Our way of approaching it has been to try to find out who controls the carts, go to that person, talk to the general manager, talk to people who might have some responsibility for this, and try to get voluntary compliance on this stuff.
I guess I'm wondering what kind of network the local election supervisors have in various areas. Is there one for them, one go-to person at the station? Is there a liaison between the staff and
in general,
the
there's not.
Who does
in
that?
In general, there's not.
But that would be very helpful because it's very difficult, sort of figure out precisely who does what, because you change something slightly and it becomes an entirely different job. And the people who work at the station should, and I believe in most cases do, have a good understanding of how things actually happen. So if there were one person at the station, or maybe two, because people get sick and they're absent and they take vacation or whatever, that each local election supervisor knew that they could go to. And it may not be that person's job, but it can become that person's responsibility to make sure certain things get done. That way you don't have an LES walk in the morning and have to speak to five different people to find out the person they need to speak to is on vacation for a week.
No, this is true. And I'm really glad you brought that up. This is going to be in my recommendations. Every station should have, I mean, a person should be paid something just for this responsibility. It would really, really be helpful. In effect, when I was the election supervisor at KPFA, I did work with a person like that, and basically he spent a lot of volunteer time doing this. But because I had the one person, I was able to get a lot of stuff done, and we worked that out. But it shouldn't have to be each local election supervisor, you know, begging people to be that person who's the responsible person, who understands the culture, who understands the, you know, who does what in the station. You're right. That should be automatic. That should be a general manager saying, this person will be the person, you know, that you go to who is responsible for making sure that this stuff is done. We don't have that.
Okay.
Just you.
Thank you. Art, I
And I think
next?
That could be done for the, you know, right after the board meeting.
You mean the
national
coming
board
up on
meeting.
Friday? Or?
I think we should start that this year.
Yeah.
I think we shouldn't wait until then.
Well, I think
that,
I agree
later.
With you. I'm not
okay.
sure how to... I'm not sure.
Well, I'll call you. I'll call you offline about that.
All right, thank you.
I would love to hear from you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, moving right along. Art, I believe you were next.
Okay, a quick one on setting the CP Pro input file, I believe it is the .in file, to default immediately to random selection and as a tiebreak as opposed to the previous round method. Could you simply email me the text line that needs to be inserted in the .in file?
Yes.
Okay, and second one, much more complicated, but I'll try to keep it short. On August 30th, you sent out an email, and it had an attachment titled Cost 2006 Elections .doc.
That's correct.
And that particular document, the attachment, was dated back in to June 22nd, 2006.
That's correct.
I looked at that document, and it essentially seemed to describe two contenders for the election management job, and the job they were going to do was somewhat different. First, KP Graphics would be one that would do mailing and things like that, but wouldn't be doing the final tallying. And secondly, Election Services Corporation, which would handle the whole thing. My question, is Election Services Corporation and their proposal still under consideration?
Well, the only reason it was still under consideration is I was talking to the one person in San Francisco about trying to... I would have been much more comfortable if they knew something about STV and if they knew something about how they were going to do this. And they don't. And so, you know, we'd be stuck in the same position. In other words, they would be foundering just like we are. And when I've asked them about that, you know, do they have scanners, do they have software, the answer is no. So there was a problem with that. So I went to Canon directly, and you know, part of it is dealing with vendors. I think that they have the solution. But when I talked to them, I was hoping to have that done by August, as I think I told you,
right.
And it is not. So I'm a little bit worried.
Okay. The key to that operation, you can certainly buy scanners. They probably have software that will turn a paper ballot into a TIFF, but the real key is the translation software.
No, that's the part that I... No, that's the only part I'm worried about. There's nothing else.
Yeah, takes the TIFF image and makes a CP
exactly.
Pro format ballot out of it.
Yes.
So that's still up in the air?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Mm. Oh, shit.
I'm done. Everybody knows my opinion. I'll let you get back to it. I'm going to hang up, and thank you for updating me. Keep me updated. Send me that...
I'm going to send you that tonight.
Okay, sir. Thank you much, and best of luck. You got a monster job. Take care, everybody,
good night.
And good night.
Good night, Don. Art, I'm sorry. Don, you're up next, I think.
Yeah, Les, you do have a monster job, and don't misinterpret anything that I'm going to say as any kind of a kind of attack on you or anything, but I will tell you that there is growing panic with only 9 days until the deadline for candidates to declare. So there is a sense of panic. I think at KPFK, there has been a lot of activity on the internet. Spanish language programmers are up in arms that there has been no Spanish translation available, and they really consider this a marginalizing of the Spanish-speaking community. Now, I know you're working on it. You're on your eighth translator and so on. But I did say to our constituency here that I would raise this with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a major issue, and I believe it's if it doesn't get addressed, you know, relatively soon, it's going to be an issue that the Spanish language community in Los Angeles, and we have a lot of Spanish language programming at KPFK, so that is one thing. I want to talk also about teeth. You know, the bylaws took this out of the hands of governance and gave it to a national election supervisor and five local supervisors, and my impression in past elections was there was more teeth than you're talking about. Now, I know if people are just insubordinate and refusing to follow directives, that's one thing. But it seems to me that if you don't have the teeth to make governance viable here, then no one does. And so the other thing that's happening here at KPFK is the idea that the Washington station is still trying to get the full package up, you know, 9 days prior to the deadline and so on, is a big, big concern. And there are other concerns here that, and I know you have a mammoth job, and I'm not attacking you. I just, it's going to have to be reevaluated. Maybe the time frame you had was too short, or something. But the issue of no Spanish language promotion, no Spanish language announcements on websites, Washington not having the full package up, the whole issue. Then at an LSB meeting, we get a bombshell from Casey Peters, who says that there will not be the one-minute candidates' carts broadcast at KPFK. I thought that was your decision, because I couldn't believe that it would be a decision that would be made at a signal area. But apparently the decision was originally at KPFA, and then Casey interpreted that as applying also to KPFK. So we've got that issue to deal with.
Yeah, I've already I have talked to Casey about that. I don't know what his I'm not sure what decision or whatever. I think what happened here had to do with the fact that we made certain deals here. I think that it was, I think the situation in KPFK is very different, and I'm not sure how that is being translated right now. But my
Isn't that something that the National Election Supervisor could make a ruling on?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
I was loath to do it simply because here we had long discussions of it and had some local election committee. I'm not saying everybody agreed with the decision. I'm just saying we at least had some discussions and toyed with different ideas and came up with, for this one election, that we would try this a different way to get around our problems here.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I was loath to make a national decision. After talking to Casey, my understanding is that candidate carts, in fact, will be played there. The other three stations, there's no problem. We've already talked about that. We've had our teleconference, and they've gone through that.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I've used a lot of time. I will say, following up on Art, the KP graphics, their total estimated cost, as I have it here, is like $112,000 plus. And Election Services Corporation, their final was something like $185,000.
That's correct.
If the counting is done at all stations. Are those still the figures that you're working with on those two?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's quite a disparity. Now, is it because KP graphics did not include some equipment that would be one-time-only purchases?
No, that's included in the that's included with the KP graphics bid.
Mm-hmm. So their estimated costs are fairly divergent here, and that's well. I've taken a lot of time. I appreciate what you're doing.
Let me comment on that.
Yes,
I'm also concerned about people's past record. I don't like the idea of continuous switching. So the fact that KP Graphics does all the mailing and has been doing all the mailing for the Pacifica National Office and is used to mailing out 100,000 to 200,000 campaign pieces.
Yes.
And is the one who originated the barcode idea, is the one who carried out two elections at KPFA and developed this stuff. Pardon me. Makes a difference, and that's also what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I'm looking at people who know how to do the graphics, who understand the question about the ballot, those are also considerations that I was looking at. I really want somebody who's experienced, particularly with the mailing part of it, somebody who knows how to go in and talk to the post office and say, you know, like they did in our first election, Here's what has to be done, because they find out that things aren't being done correctly. It's not just a question of dropping stuff off. I do want to go back to one. Well, let me on the teeth issue. I was the election supervisor at KPFA, and I found that I had zero teeth in the first election, none at all. And Terry Berisha.
Who protects the governance, the democratic governance that we fought so long to establish? Someone has to defend this process, and I thought it was the national executive, the national election supervisor.
That's correct.
And the five supervisors. Someone has to defend this process.
Carry
That's
on
correct.
Back.
And I'm the person who has to defend this process. The question is, when I make a decision, I mean, even something as clear-cut as I did around KPFA, when I make that decision, you have a revolt.
I see.
And the problem is, what do you do about that kind of situation?
I
so
see.
This is not new. It's not new this year. What's new this year, as opposed to, say, the first year, is that there is not a lot of enthusiasm. There's less enthusiasm among the staffs than there was a couple years ago. It's gone down. It's not stayed the same. And I know that because I've been involved with this process.
Mm.
So it's not like, you know, it's almost, with some folks, there's an absolute resistance to the kinds of things that we're doing. Most of that did not exist, at least in the first election. At least people were neutral. I don't even have, with some folks, neutrality anymore. We've had difficulties with all the stations, and we've tried dealing with it in the past, and we still have the same difficulty. So the idea, for example, has to be that we have a checklist of things that have to be done, and that something happens when they're not done. And it can't just be after the election we discuss it. It has to be much more severe than that. So I know that there weren't any more teeth in the first election, because I was involved in struggling with people trying to get carts on the air and trying to get people to do this stuff. And it was all, I got zero support from the general manager. Zero.
Well, thank you, Madam Chairman.
Carolyn, this is Ted Weiskill. I'd like to be
yes,
put
Ted.
On the stack.
Yes, certainly.
Terry also.
Mm-hmm. And Terry.
And
all right,
Mary
Carol,
Burke.
I believe you were next.
Okay. I would like to be in the stack when everybody else is. Spoken.
Right, Mary. After
Thank
Ted,
you.
Terry, and then Mary.
Mm-hmm. Whenever they
Can you hear me? Richard.
Richard, yes, after Mary.
Actually, I spoke before her, but you didn't hear me.
I'm sorry, I did not. I'll put you in before her. Take your word for it. Carol, I believe you're next. I'm sorry, we're at time. I'm going to ask unanimous consent to extend until another, at least another 30 minutes. Are there any
I
objections
agree.
To that?
Right.
All
no
right,
objections.
Hearing no objections, then let's go ahead. Carol, go ahead, please.
Thanks. First, I want to say I just checked our website, and the full package is up on the WPFW website. It's not the easiest to find it, but it is there. I just went
okay.
through the whole list, so it is the full package is up for WPFW. But I also want to say that there is that sense of panic at WPFW as well, and I bet we're running out of time to get candidates, and also a sense of frustration. Les, I share your frustration. I've met with Ikizo, our local election supervisor, and I've met with our general manager, and I think people's intentions seem to be good, but things don't happen. And I've got two questions. One, the WPFW local station board, we didn't pass it as a motion, but there were some people who asked if we could see if there was any chance of getting an extension on the date to get candidates, because we're running short of time, and it sounds like we're not the only station that that's the case for. On the question of teeth, because it is clear that we need some teeth to really make this happen in a week, or if we're able to get an extension in a little bit more time, can Greg Gumma be called upon to talk to the general managers and put some teeth into this, into the things that we need done?
Yeah, and he is very supportive of this. He's not necessarily supportive of the election process itself, but he's supportive of supporting this. And he's been on some of the teleconference calls with me with the general managers. With the WPFW, by the way, in terms of candidates, is in more trouble than the others. And no, the bylaws say September 25th. There's not an extension for that. So what has to happen now is every single day, every single hour. That's what I've, you know, I'm trying to talk to Ron about that. Those carts have to be on the air about candidates. That's the solution. I mean, if the station pushes that, there will be candidates coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But it means starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I Greg is not here, but he's responding to my emails. I will actually write him particularly about the WPFW station.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that all, Carol? Okay.
Leslie, I had a few questions. Some of them I had sent out earlier, and I don't know if you'll have time to go through all of them. The first one, maybe just some quick answers, or you can indicate that you'll write something later, that's fine. There's some cross-staff challenges. People who are listeners running as staff and vice versa, people running as staff who really should be listeners. How does one challenge those, the status of some candidates?
Send the challenge to me and to the local election supervisor.
To both you? Okay, fine.
To both of us, yeah.
All right.
I have most lists in my national office now.
Okay.
And, but anyway, send that challenge, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
This is certainly the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right,
obviously, try to, you know, like in the next couple of days if you're going to do the challenge, because obviously if a person is changing from staff to listener or vice versa, I want to remind people, and you should have, by now you should have that memo, I want to remind people, staff cannot sign listener nomination forms.